The reading for our sermon series in Ephesians comes from Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love. Here ends the reading. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So it was the first day of my pastoral internship at St. John's Lutheran Church in Bleedorn, Iowa. And it's the day that I met Dave. A farmer and a man my size, he comes and he shakes my hand after the service and says to me, "Well, I'm so glad that we have an intern pastor who came from law enforcement, so we don't have to hear all that liberal justice junk, just the plain Bible." I was taken back because I didn't really know what to say. It was my first day, after all, right? I had only known Dave about 2 minutes. And he made this assumption about my political views based on my previous career. So I responded as kindly as I could, "Well, justice is in the Bible. In fact, we are called to do justice for our neighbors." He said, "Well, I don't know about that, but I'll make you a deal. You be respectful of me and my beliefs, and I'll be respectful of you." "Deal," I said. "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bear with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." This is one of my favorite verses from Paul's letters. It's a charge to our church communities to commit ourselves to each other. We are to be defined by loving one another as we are and not as we hope that each other would be. There are not a lot of places left in our civic life that make this sort of commitment. Our highest calling is to love. To love God and to love our neighbor. And the latter sometimes is also our hardest calling, isn't it? It's easier said than done. What would have happened if I had said to Dave, "Well, let me tell you, you are wrong. I will set you straight and tell you what you should believe." I would have automatically put up a fence on day one. I would have soured any chance of having a relationship. This response would have set up a rift from the very beginning. But you see, in this moment, I didn't need to be right. I didn't need to convince him of anything. I felt that maintaining some form of relationship was the most important thing. After all, I was going to be his pastor for the next year. Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I believe that the Holy Spirit brings us together. That it's not some fluke that we are gathered in this place. I think that the Lord has drawn each of us into this community. We are unified by the love of Jesus, who is our peace. So in my year at St. John's, I decided to be curious about Dave. I spent time with Dave as he proudly showed me all of his crops, driving around in his pickup truck, and I rode with him in his combine, harvesting corn. I learned a lot from him about his family life and his work, what is most important to him, where he finds fulfillment and meaning in his life. And while Dave and I disagree just about on everything politically, I realized that what we did agree was the power of loving and serving your neighbors. He talked about this passionately, that you are to love and serve your neighbor regardless of what they believe or do or think. And I remember that in the harvest season, there was a farmer in the area that was injured in his field, which is a lot more common than I ever imagined. And he was injured and he was in the hospital and he could not harvest his fields. So Dave and the other farmers in the county showed up. And they spent a few days, well, and nights, harvesting his field at no cost to him. Because that's what you do when your neighbor needs help. The funny thing about being in this community called the church is that we come here as equals. Each of us comes to the Lord's table as sinner and saint, equally in need of God's forgiveness, grace, and healing. Our crucified and risen Jesus loves us the same, despite our flaws and our shortcomings. God's love is the great equalizer. It shows no partiality when it's poured out. It's poured out on us recklessly and without condition. God calls each of us, with our diverse gifts and perspectives, all equally unique and needed. One of my professors in seminary used to say that our worship life is a rehearsal for our life and the life to come. That each worship service is a rehearsal. We are shaped and formed in this place in order to live the same way Monday through Saturday. Think about what we do in worship on a regular basis. We come together. And we tell the truth about the ways that we have fallen short, about the ways that we have maybe hurt people, about the ways that we have fallen short for doing justice and caring for our neighbors and the world. We turn our hearts and minds to God's word for us this day, hearing words of truth and promise. We share peace with each other, which we'll do in a little while, and then we come to this table for the Lord's meal. And then after that, we're sent out to use our gifts and skills for the sake of the world and whatever sphere we find ourselves in. This pattern in worship is what we call liturgy. And then we're called to live this liturgical rhythm every day. Every day, in our families, and in our workplaces, and with our friends, and in schools, wherever we are, we're called to live a liturgical rhythm that says that we are to acknowledge our false assumptions that we make about people, or the stereotypes that we hold about people. We are then supposed to hear God's word spoken to us, not only in the scriptures, but in the pages of people's lives. To hear how God's love has worked in and through them. Then we're called to make peace with people. And then to maybe share in a meal, or at least to share in relationships with others. And then we use our gifts in the world to serve and love our neighbors. Bearing with one another in love is a journey on which we are always traveling. This is the way of Jesus, and in following Jesus on this way, we are shaped and reshaped into the body of Christ for the world. And it's here where the Spirit works on our hearts, drawing us closer, inch by inch, to God's very heart. I think Martin Luther said it best about this journey. He says, "This life, therefore, is not godliness, but the process of becoming godly. Not health, but getting well. Not being, becoming, or not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not yet finished, but it is actively going on. We are on the right road." My friends, pray with me, will you? Lord Jesus, bind us together in your love. Help us to see your face in the faces of others. Open us to the joy of community rooted in your Spirit, a community that is both diverse and beautiful and complicated. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. My friends, I invite you to sing our hymn of the day, which is number 798 in your hymnal. 798. Let us stand as you are able.